Indeed, yours is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and you are exalted above all. All that we have, both riches and honor, come from you, and it is out of the abundance of your own gifts to us that we offer these, our gifts to you.
Amen.
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and what are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Great and holy God, you have created the beauty that surrounds us and have declared it good. In this spring of the year, we all witness the birth of new life, be it flying, crawling, swimming, or sprouting from the earth, and we marvel at the change that has come over this land as we enter into spring. We pray for those that cannot see your marvelous hand and all your good works as our surroundings are transformed from brown to green. The firmament declares your handiwork. Holy God, we pray for those controlled by fear, who look to everyone and everything for answers and ignore the Creator of all things. We thank you for the wisdom you have given to scientists and researchers as they seek out cures and vaccines which facilitate healthy and safer lives. But, O Father, we pray for those that put all their faith in experts and modeling, which have proven from the beginning of time too often to be incorrect or misleading, be it the cooling of the earth or the heating of the earth, the bomb of population, the exhaustion of oil supplies, or the utopian promise of socialism and communism. Most merciful Father, we know the end of the story and pray for those that seek science but ignore Jesus. We pray for those leaders that have openly ridiculed your omnipotent hand in these uncertain times. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our brothers and sisters here at Oakwood, for the elderly, and for those in need. We pray that you would hear their cries and answer their petitions. We pray for Ann DeLapp and her complete recovery, comfort Renee and Aaron during this time. We pray that soon we'll be together as one body to worship, pray, and support one another. We thank you, Holy God, for Pastor Jim and his uplifting daily correspondence to us all. We pray for all the churches that they will be a beacon of hope to their own people and a source of encouragement to those beyond the church walls. Hear our prayers, Father, as we stand and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You may be seated. As you know, at this time, it is our normal custom to be greeting each other and extending the peace of Christ one to another, and that is something that is suspended for these days, and we will continue to suspend that today. But nonetheless, we have the great, great peace offering of our Lord Jesus Christ for us here today, and so we want to move right to the communion table and the cup and the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ, as the scriptures tell us. And so when we think about a cup and we think about a portion and a lot and a provision, what a blessing, what a blessing. And how right, how appropriate it is that the focus of our attention is on the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. As we come to the table here, we are reminded that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our God and our Father in heaven, we thank you for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." What an abundant provision is ours. Let us partake together gladly. took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Great joy and thanksgiving, let us partake of the cup of salvation, of this cup of blessing. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and you have refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Let us stand together.
May the grace of Christ our Savior and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favor rest upon us from above. Thus may we abide in union with each other and the Lord and possess in sweet communion
benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
All kings of earth shall thanks accord when they have heard thy words, O Lord. Jehovah's ways to celebrate, for the Lord.